Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from When East Meets West in Trieste. And we are here with Alex Traila. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You are one of the team of the First Cut Lab, which is... what is it exactly, the First Cut Lab? Because
it is a lab.
It's a lab, of course.
Well, it works as an advisory workshop for fiction feature films. We basically came to the conclusion when me and Alessandro, we were talking about how to come to this concept. We were thinking that the storytelling, it happens not only during the script version, the script phase, but it's the storytelling, it can be shaped also during the editing, and it happens. It happens quite often that it's getting shaped during the editing. And since there are a lot of workshops and a lot of labs which are dedicated to script development, we felt that this is a gap that it might be interesting to explore. So we came to this idea to build a First Cut Lab. Briefly in a nutshell how it works, we select three projects. We had a call for entry, we also scouted for projects. We select them, we have some Skype sessions with them beforehand. And by them I mean it's me and Matthew Daraz, who is also part of the team, and Benjamin Mirge, who is the consulting editor. For each project, for each movie, we assign a group of experts. So each movie has a different group of experts. And the experts are... the group is made out of one sales agent, one festival programmer, and one creative producer. Mm-hmm. We basically try to, and not only because of the job description, but also their profile as a professionals, we try for them to have a bit of a larger and a broader experience in the film life, in the life of the film, of a film, so that they will be able to provide a very thorough and with a lot of weight coming from their from their track record and experience, so that the the value and the things that the director and the producer, the team gets out of the workshop proves to be in the end productive and worth taking in consideration. We meet in in the meanwhile we are seeing some versions of the cuts, because it's a very organic process, so it happens very it happens that in 2 weeks you have two versions already.
The consultants are saying what they think about it. So are they giving suggestions on what, on how to?
Well, we kind of, how we structure it is that me and Benjamin, we see everything beforehand, before it gets screened here in Trieste. We have also, when they are coming here in Trieste, we have a session with each project, and we are giving our first impression and our feedback regarding what we saw. We get to understand much more from what the filmmaker has to say about his movie and about how he's feeling in this phase regarding his movie. What are her concerns regarding the flow, the timeline, the rhythm, all the details that are part of a film, of the story. And then we do the screening a screening for the experts. And Matthew Daraz as well. He's there as well. And then we have a group talk, a group discussion where everybody is. We go in spiral from general aspects to more detail to precise moments in the movie or scenes one after another, or how things could work in what way, or considering that it's a very early phase of editing. There is a lot of room to talk about, and it's also provide. We hope that it's going to provide a lot of that will give a lot of information for the filmmaker that he can use further on in the process, in the next 3, 4 to 6 months of work, because it's still very far away from being finished.
And how are those suggestions accepted by the filmmaker? Is he eager to follow, or do you discuss with him too, or does he agree, or does he feel threatened by it? I don't know.
They are open, otherwise they'll not be here.
That's right.
And we kind of, I mean, during our talks, we every time we explained exactly what is the process, what it's all about the process. So we build this expectation of being open from both sides. So experts to be also open to share their very sincere opinions, and also from the filmmaker to be open to receive this information in the most constructive way. Of course, yeah, he can be protective and it's natural. Of course, he can take them in consideration or not, because it's his movie in the end. But summing it up for the filmmaker, it is we think that it's a good experience to have in such early phases, to have some feedback from people who don't have anything to do with the project, but are really important in the lifetime of a film in general, as a decision makers, so they have an experience and they know, and they are helping. They can help.
You just told earlier that the directors can submit projects, but you are also scouting for projects. When you scout for projects for this lab, what are you looking for?
Basically, scouting it was also, we did the scouting also because it was the first edition, so there is not yet the knowledge and the awareness among the filmmakers and the producers that such a lab exists. And then we had to meet different directors, different producers, to explain them what it's all about and how it works, because this is a very, very fragile and vulnerable moment in the lifetime of a movie. And the first reaction is usually not to expose the movie. Yeah. So they need to understand that this is not
it's not a threat,
and it's not going to be, it's not a public screening, or it's not a screening that is going to expose, but it's a safe, intimate environment meant to be constructive and productive for the lifetime of the movie.
And are you thinking of, I mean, this is the first edition
you
just said, are you thinking of exporting it to other festivals, or is it going to be something that has to be done here at Trieste, at Venice Midwest, or is something that you're going to, can be duplicated, I mean, elsewhere?
No.
If you ever thought about that?
No, I don't think so. Maybe it's going to be, the example is going to be taken and be replicated in different other ways. It is possible. We can't do anything about that, but I don't think, I mean, the idea, it was it came through the long talks for more than a year it took us to go through the process and to come up with a format with me and Alessandro. So I don't think that it's going to move from here unless something happens, but no, I don't think so, because, and I think that at each festival it has to have some kind of specificity, and for this particular time of the year, in the lifetime of a movie, I think it is a good moment for such a event to take place.
So the only risk you are going to face next year to have like tons of submissions to choose from.
You hope so.
We hope so. It's not a problem, of course. I mean, it would be very good. As many years as they come, and it will be easier to choose and harder to choose in the same time. So yes, we hope for quite a lot of submissions, of course. For the next year, we never know. Maybe we're going to expand it much more, the project, so it's going to, the whole workshop is going to be much more developed, and we'll have more projects or some. We never know how things are going to develop. But for the moment, we just have to
close this one.
We call it a pilot, though it works. It went exactly how we planned it. So we call it as a pilot, just as a safe measure for ourselves. But it is a pilot because after that we'll probably assess it and we will try to fine tune it so to give a better experience
for next year. Okay, thanks a lot, Alex. Thanks for having with us. It was Angelo Cervi from the When East Meets West and Trieste for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.